morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, July 29th. You'll be interested to know. 67 years ago today, in 1958, the United States took a monumental leap into the cosmos with the establishment of the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, known as NASA. Signed into law by President Dwight D. Eisenhower, this visionary act marked the dawn of a new era in space exploration and scientific discovery. From landing the first humans on the moon to exploring the far reaches of our solar system, NASA has continually pushed the boundaries of human knowledge and inspired generations to look to the stars. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Tuesday in Encinitas and North County. It's looking clean this morning with knee-high sets rolling in. Waves hold around 2 feet throughout the morning, providing smooth conditions. However, expect the winds to remain onshore at 2 to 4 mph, creating some bumps as the day progresses. As the morning continues, conditions may shift to fair with slightly choppy waves. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m. with a 0-foot low tide, when the southwest swell is 1 feet at 17 seconds and the onshore wind is 2 mph. The first low tide Tuesday will be a 0.5 foot at 6:45 a.m. with a 4.5-foot high tide just before 1:30. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 68 degrees for the water temperature. Wednesday through Friday presents a mix of surf conditions, starting with clean 2 feet waves early on Wednesday, shifting to choppy by afternoon. Thursday maintains clean conditions in the morning, transitioning to fair with light winds. Friday features clean 2 to 3 feet waves early, turning choppy in the afternoon, but remains fair for evening sessions. Overall, manageable surf for all skill levels. This morning, it's cloudy and it feels like 67 degrees with 5 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 7:53 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:01. It looks like we're in for some partly sunny skies today with a high near 69 and a gentle northwest breeze. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy conditions with a low of 65 and light winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies on Wednesday and Saturday with highs near 71. Thursday and Friday will be partly sunny with highs around 70. Nights will be mostly cloudy with lows in the mid-60s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the city of San Diego has settled with a hookah lounge in Logan Heights, accused of operating an illegal nightclub. The business owner will pay over $100,000 in penalties and investigative costs and must permanently close. If they violate the settlement terms, they could face an additional $1 million in penalties. City Attorney Heather Ferbert emphasized the need for action, stating, "We should not see them opening up another shop down the street." The establishment had garnered numerous complaints, including violent incidents, before the city filed its lawsuit. Now on to sports. Mike Trout's return to the outfield keeps being delayed, with no clear timeline in sight. Initially expected to come back on May 30th, then after the All-Star break, Trout is now sidelined due to left knee soreness. This is the same knee that required two surgeries last season. Trout said, still trying to get back out there, for sure, indicating his struggle to ramp up intensity. With a mere 2.8% chance of making the playoffs, the Angels may need to shift Trout into a designated hitter role, while George Soler's struggles complicate their roster decisions. In local sports, last night at Petco, the Padres edged the Mets 7-6. Tatis Jr. homered in the fourth, while Machado and Cronenworth fueled the offense with key plays. The Mets' bats, including homers from Vientos and Mauricio, kept it close. The Padres outhit New York 14-6, showcasing strong depth. With this victory, San Diego stands at 58 wins and 49 losses. Tonight, the Friars face the Mets at Petco in Game 2 of this three-game series. Sean Manaea, with a 2.19 earned run average, pitches for New York against an undecided Friars pitcher. First pitch is at 6:40 in San Diego, with clear skies and a pleasant 72 degrees. In top news, a new study from Keck Medicine School of USC reveals a staggering increase in alcohol-related liver disease among heavy drinkers, even without increased consumption. The incidence has more than doubled, particularly among women, older adults, and those with health conditions. Over two decades, the percentage of heavy drinkers with significant liver scarring rose from 1.8% to 4.3%. The study analyzed data from over 44,000 adults and showed that heavy drinking demographics have shifted. Experts suggest that current definitions of heavy drinking may be too lenient, prompting a need for revised screening methods and public health strategies. In business news, artificial intelligence is dramatically altering the job landscape for recent college graduates. Many employers, facing a shift in hiring practices, now prefer experienced professionals over entry-level staff, as AI tools like ChatGPT can perform tasks traditionally assigned to young workers. This trend has led to a decline in entry-level job offerings, with a notable 50% drop in such hires among major tech companies since 2019. Graduates are finding themselves competing not only with fewer positions, but also with those who have been laid off. Experts warn this could reshape the workforce, diminishing opportunities for skill development among new graduates. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 1% to about $118,000. Ethereum is down 0.5% to just under $3,800. And XRP is down 4% to $3.12. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Tesla is attempting to transform the gas station experience with its new diner in Hollywood, where electric vehicle owners can enjoy a meal while charging their cars. While this retro-futuristic location features 80 chargers and entertainment, the future of electric vehicle charging is likely to be more practical. Many drivers already charge at home for convenience and cost. Innovations in battery technology are paving the way for ultra-fast charging options, potentially making gas stations less relevant. Instead of focusing on entertainment, the aim should be to integrate more charging stations where vehicles are already parked, enhancing accessibility. news. The highly anticipated sequel, The Devil Wears Prada 2, is officially in production in New York City, with stars Meryl Streep, Anne Hathaway, Stanley Tucci, and Emily Blunt returning to their iconic roles. However, Adrian Grenier will not reprise his character, Nate Cooper. Directed by David Frankel, this sequel picks up after the original story of aspiring journalist Andy Sachs, who navigates the cutthroat fashion world under Miranda Priestly. While plot details remain under wraps, the film is set to premiere in theaters on May 1, 2026, nearly 20 years after the original's release. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American inventor and engineer, Charles Kettering. And he said, "The world hates change, yet it is the only thing that has brought progress." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.